总理卡尼 ·McCarney 新一届内阁共有24名成员，少于杜鲁多年代的37人。飞沙河谷大学政治学教授 Hamish Telford 说，历任总理新上台后，出于各种原因，内阁规模通常会缩水。此举主要令人觉得这是一个更有效率和更专注的政府，可能想凸显政府非常关注加美之间的问题，从长远来说不会维持小政府。相信 McCarney 如果在下一次大选执政时，就会有一个更大规模的内阁，甚至恢复到杜鲁多的水平。
In the long term, governments rarely stay this small. And I rather suspect if Mr. Carney is re-elected after a general election, the next cabinet would be bigger.And as time goes along, it would probably revert more or less to the same size that Justin Trudeau had.
鉴于加拿大对美国贸易的依赖， McCarney 政府面对美国关税会采取什么策略来抵消经济影响？ Hamish Telford 认为 McCarney 已经表明会采取类似杜鲁多提出的报复行动。他又认为 McCarney 会减少省与省之间的贸易壁垒，包括寻求与其他国家建立更紧密的关系。 McCarney 下周会出访英国和法国，以巩固与这些国家的关系，逐步实现贸易多元化。
In the long term, governments rarely stay this small. And I rather suspect if Mr. Carney is re-elected after a general election, the next cabinet would be biggerAnd as time goes along, it would probably revert more or less to the same size that Justin Trudeau had.
McCarney 邀请方慧兰 Chrystia Freeland 担任运输及国内贸易部长。Hamish Telford 认为，方慧兰入阁与团结自由党和增强公众信心有关，同时也可以好好运用方慧兰的政治实力。但 Hamish Telford 对卡尼没有邀请另一名党领选举的对手前国会政府领袖 Karina Good 入阁感到惊讶。对于外界盛传 McCarney 可能在国会复会前提前大选， Hamish Telford 认为现在选举的主要议题只有加美关系，相信 McCarney 会运用他自身的经验和人脉来展现他应对挑战的能力。
He's got experience, he's level-headed.He has connections in Europe to help rebuild other relationships, and he will try to present his experience in these matters against Pierre Poilievre's relatively lack of experience.
他称联邦保守党党领伯利治 Pierre Poilievre 是一名政治人物，在这些议题上显然缺少经验。加拿大中文电台郭兴彤报道。